And welcome to Sapphic Survival Guide, where we are queer to answer your question. My name's Cheyenne.
And I'm Gina.
Class is now in session. Today, we are going to be talking about religion. I think I was the one who proposed this topic, and you didn't seem super excited for it, Gina. Do you want to delve into your background with religion a little bit?
I was hesitant to approach this topic because I feel like I'm not really sure where I'm at with religion right now. I mean, I grew up Catholic and same. I wasn't big into anything in the Catholic Church, but I did go to a Christian camp that I absolutely loved. And it was a summer camp. There was a lot of summer camp things. Mm-hmm. And who doesn't love to like sit around the campfire and sing songs? And I felt a really big sense of community and belonging there. Mm-hmm. So I took that as like a symbol of my relationship with Christianity overall and not just like that particular camp in a way.
Yeah.
So I was a pretty like strong Christian for a bit, not in like recruiting others.
Yeah.
I was always very like bring your own religion kind of girl, but mm-hmm. I was definitely known as being religious. In fact, do you remember like Form Spring? Was that ever a thing?
Yeah.
Right. So if for people who don't know, like people could submit anonymous questions and it was really just a unique way to bully somebody in high school.
Yeah.
And somebody sent me a question. I only had it open for like a day. And I was like, I've had enough of this.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a question that was like, if you love God so much, why do you suck so much dick, which is hilarious because at
like,
the time why do you suck so much dicks?
That's
two
a
dicks.
Lot for a Christian.
Both my boyfriends,
they're not your husband,
I guess. Neither of them were my husband. So I had quite a reputation. I don't know what my high school fucking thinks of me. I have no idea. Then in college, actually, I had a roommate who was pretty Christian, and she used to like have like Bible study at our mm-hmm. apartment. So there was a time when I was like deep in, kind of got away.
You were in college. Wow. Okay.
Well, like deep in and in and out, right? Like I kind of made my own rule, not even my own rules. I was the kind of Christian that was like, you know, like you're just
believe.
Here to be a good person, not just like, just be a good human.
Yeah.
And like, if you want something to happen, pray. And like, mm-hmm. I don't disagree with those things,
mm-hmm.
but I also definitely kind of took some steps back from religion since then, mm-hmm. obviously. Yeah. I kind of think organized religion in any capacity is a cult, but definitely like Christianity and Catholicism specifically.
Yeah.
And when I go home for the holidays, I like kind of, I don't know if my family realizes, but I like low-key refuse to go to the Catholic Church. I will attend a midnight service at our Methodist church, but it's more because they have really good songs and a bell choir and a really pretty candle lighting service that I just think is like nice.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm kind of like getting over Christmas because I love gift giving, but I'm like, this is so lack of separation of church and state. And I don't know, once your eye gets open to certain things, you're just kind of like, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
So I have like a cross tattoo that I want to get morphed into a cactus.
You do? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so anybody who's on Patreon can see right now on my right ankle is a cross that I got when I was like 19 and it's going to be turned into something else. I just, you know, money. Right now I kind of feel strange about religion because I feel like it does more harm than good. And I don't understand that when like, it's supposed to be something, positive.
Mm-hmm.
I've also had some family members say to me that they believe marriage is between a man or a woman. And they said it to me like there was like nothing wrong with saying it to me. And I choose my battles with my family. So like, I obviously have a million arguments against that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like with my family, and I'm talking about this currently in therapy, I've been very pick my battles because I do want a good relationship with my family, But then how much of that is like harming me? How much of that hides myself from them? And am I okay with that? So this is all, I'm sorry, we're having my own like therapy session in the beginning of this episode right now, but this is all why I have this complex thing about religion. Mm-hmm. I don't really know that I believe in God or like,
I was going to say like where was the, like, I know you said you were kind of in and out, but like, where was the shift? Like, was there a big, did something big happen or was it like a series of small things?
It almost like shifted from, and I feel like I'm not unique on this path. It like shifted from religion to just more like spirituality. I don't really believe in any of the religions that like man has made, if that makes sense. I do believe in the idea of like, be a good person because that's what you should do. I also believe in some sort of like energy exchange. Like in some religions, you might call it prayer, but I also think like in other religions, it's rituals or like voodoo or whatever.
Manifestation. And all
that is just putting energy towards something, literally manifesting. And so there's kind of overlap. I also find theology as a study really interesting. Like I love learning about non-Christian religions. My girlfriend has grown up non-Christian. I have a couple Jewish friends and there's so many things I have no idea about because Christianity is the like, you know, in the normative society, your Christian is like the majority in a way, which is bullshit.
In like Western society.
Yeah. And that's why we get Christmas off, but like not Hanukkah or whatever the fuck else. You know what I'm saying? Like it's all, there's no separation of church and state. I will get off my soapbox. I promise. I will just say as an ending thought, even though I'm very confused about a lot of things regarding religion, you cannot argue with me that there are some Christian rock songs that fucking slap. And I still love all
what's
the
your
Christian
favorite
songs we sang at camp. Oh my God. No, don't make me do this. Cause
so I do it.
My friend,
I want to know if I know.
And I used to like sing a bunch of camp songs. And so, like, my favorite one, it goes like this: walking on heaven's road, you're going to lay down my heavy load. Cause Jesus said he'd walk along.
His
with
heavy
me,
load?
God.
I just want to emphasize like Jesus's heavy load. Sorry to any Christians that are offended.
My heavy load because Jesus said he'd walk with me.
He's walking, all right.
It's all cult talk.
Walking down to Pound Town.
Yo, my friend who's a literal atheist, we will still just send voice notes of our old Christian songs back and forth, and they slap every fucking time.
I'm not going to lie. My girlfriend and I do sing Christian songs to each other sometimes. Like, she'll sing me some, and I'm like,
that's
I don't know that.
Catchy.
Like, our God is an awesome God.
He reigns from heaven, with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome. We used to sing that as a round, and it was good. Like, it's good. Yeah. So, like, you would start our God, and then the next person would be like, our God, and it would kind of like layer.
Stop.
We did it around the campfire. We're like, boys,
not this fucking camp rock Christian camp.
That was me. I'm a very complex layered person.
I see that.
This weird complicated past with religion.
I see that now. When you were talking about the camp, actually, I don't know if it was a TikTok or if it was a tweet, but someone was like, I used to think like I was like very like religious and had like this deep connection with God because just like the music at church moved me so much. And they were like, turns out I just like live music.
No, that's my best friend, literally. And that's why we send the songs back and forth. And they're on TikTok, there was a thing going around where it was like house music with the thing over it that's like, I am a C-H-R-A-S-T-I-A-N-N-N-N-N.
I remember that.
That was literally the best fucking thing I'd heard in a long time. Ah, I love it.
What about, isn't Evanescence a Christian rock band that I can feel? Oh, no, it's Flyleaf. I can feel you all around me. That's about Jesus.
Oh my God. Wait, who's the band who did
it wasn't Flyleaf?
Be My Escape.
Oh,
I'm giving up slow. Flyleaf. Yeah. Yes. They were a Christian band.
I didn't
know
that about that. No. Yeah. No. Yeah, when I think Christian of like band. Christian music, I think of like what if God was one of us? Do you know that?
Is
just
that
a slob like
a musical?
No.
I that do was know like that one. That's not from like Godspeed or whatever.
No, I don't think so. God, I've never seen that. Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't think so. Okay.
Jesus Christ. Superstar.
I've never seen that. I'd like to, but yeah. So going into my history with religion, I actually it's okay. I was also raised Catholic. I come from a super Italian family on my mom's side, so they were like pretty big into Catholicism, and I still have like family members who are more religious today, but luckily my mom's like, she's like spiritual but not like into the organized religion, especially like all the shit that happens like within the Catholic Church and how fucked up it is. She just like doesn't subscribe to like the organized aspect, but she still does have like a belief in God, but also she like will do witchcraft with me, so she's just kind of down for whatever. But yeah, so I was also raised Catholic, and around the time that I was in high school, my grandma got cancer, and I like prayed all the time that she would like live, and then I feel like I stopped praying for like a month or something, and like she died, and I was like, it was my fault. And then I was like, you know what, like God like wouldn't
so
do that
to
like
put on yourself.
I know I feel like Catholicism in general, there's a lot of like shame and guilt and like taking responsibility for things that aren't necessarily your responsibility. So I feel like that was just the natural progression of it for me. And that was led into like my first like very depressive episode, and like just becoming like disillusioned with religion in general. And then I was like very strictly atheist, and now I'd say I'm like spiritual. Like I think like there's a lot of interconnectedness in the universe, and I've had weird experiences that shouldn't be explainable. And it just like, I definitely feel like there is some connection there. But like, I wouldn't say that I believe there's like a man in the sky, or like that there's a hell or a heaven, or like even a higher being. Like, I think it's just like, we are the universe experiencing what it is to have a human experience. Like, we're just here to have a human experience, whether that's good or bad. It's like taking it all and just like learning what it is to be human. So I think like that is why we're here and what we're doing. And, you know, I don't think that there's like some predetermined like fate or destiny or anything like that necessarily. I mean, sometimes I do feel that way, but a lot of the time I don't. Would you say you have any like religious trauma connected to how you were raised? I mean, it sounds like a little bit with like the family, like that's kind of traumatic, like being told
I think I'm you'll frustrated.
The reason that I asked was because I want to share this story, and it's, I guess it's kind of funny now.
Oh no.
But it wasn't really back then. I feel like, I don't know if I've shared this before. I feel like I might have told you this, but I don't know if it was on the podcast. But it's like little r little t religious trauma. Like, it's not like a big like overt thing. Like, there are definitely worse scenarios other people have been in, but I just remember when I was like 8, 9, 10, I don't know, maybe it was going on before that, maybe after, I have no idea how long it went on for, but I used to not be able to sleep at night because I would be laying in bed praying to God that I would not be the next mother of Jesus. Like, I really thought he was gonna send an angel to my room and they were gonna be like, you're pregnant, bitch. Like, I was every night.
I think
night,
you did reference this maybe on Patreon, but that is wild.
Every single night I'd lay in bed just terrified and be like, please not tonight. I'm not ready to be a mother. Like, please not tonight. Please not tonight. Like, I like couldn't sleep because I would just like lay there and be terrified that that was going to happen to me. And I really,
you really thought
that,
that
was
like it was going to happen Umbrella Academy style, where like one day you were just going to wake up 9 months pregnant and like,
I don't know how much I knew about pregnancy, but I knew that like Mary supposedly was a virgin and was pregnant with, and like an angel came and was like, you're gonna give birth to Jesus and he's gonna be God's son. And I was like, I am not ready for that. I don't know why I thought I would be chosen for this, but like,
oh,
I just thought
gosh,
it could happen to anyone, and I just felt like it was gonna happen to me. And like, I was just thinking earlier about how when I was diagnosed with ADHD, they like also mentioned that I had some obsessive compulsive tendencies. And I was like, I feel like that kind of jumped out there. The fact that I would like obsessively like pray every single night before bed. And it was just like scary. Like, I genuinely believe that I was gonna like have to be a parent at like 8. And I also, I think I did mention this too, I like, you know how like in cartoons they would have the little images of like a devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other, like whispering in your ears? I like thought it was like a specific shoulder, like the devil was always on the left, angel was always on the right or something, but I could not remember which shoulder was supposed to be which. And I felt like I had to like sleep crushing the devil side, but I couldn't remember which side it was on, so I'd like roll back and forth because like you get uncomfortable and you want to like change sides or whatever. But if I was on the side I thought might be the devil side, I was like, the devil's gonna be whispering in my ear all night and I'm gonna be like sinning and like I'm gonna be evil and I need to crush it in my sleep. Like, I like was obsessive about having to sleep on a certain side because I like thought that's how it worked, but I couldn't remember which side was which, so I just stressed myself out. And it's like,
this is very today, obsessive.
It was very stressful. It was so stressful. But
no, that's sad. That's very, very, very like compulsive, obsessive, for sure. Yeah. And yeah, you have that overlying with the layer of religion and guilt and shame and fault fear. And all these things. Jeez.
Yeah, it was stress. That's why I asked about the religious drama.
No pun intended, but Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I did want to ask you, so what do you, and you don't have, you tell me if you don't want to answer this, but what do you think like happens when you die? Because isn't that like what they ask like people who don't believe, like, so what do you think happens? Like, do you believe nothing happens? Do you believe in past lives, future lives? Like, what do you think about life, Cheyenne? Are we high? I'm sorry.
I mean, you might be, I'm not.
I am, but tell me anyway.
I think, you know, our bodies decompose, our matter goes into worm food, and you know, we're kind of like recycled back throughout the universe. But if you're asking like what I think happens to our souls, I think that that energy probably disperses in a way that we can't yet determine. But also it's like, how much of it is how much of it is like us having a soul, or just like our brain feeling separate from like the rest of our body, like how much of that is like what is it to be a human? I don't know. I have heard like crazy stories about past life experiences that I'm like, that could be, you know.
It's hard for me to not believe in past lives, I'll say.
I really don't want there to be additional lives though. I'm done. Like, I'm one and done. I'm not trying to come back here.
I'm tired.
I don't want to come back. Yeah.
I'm tired. Like, and I've been told I had a lot of trauma in my past life. And like, I'm good after this one.
maybe that's why we feel that way though. Like, that's why, like, we're just over it. We've been here for like hundreds of thousands of years, like lifetimes.
I want to come back as something like chiller, like just like a dog for a rich at a rich person's house.
No, I don't even want to be a dog because that seems stressful too. I want to be like a leaf. I want to be something non-sentient.
That seems stressful.
I mean, leaves are sentient, I guess, in their own way. But like, I just want to vibe. I'll be a rock. That's not even like not an option, living. But I want to be a rock.
A blade of grass.
Yeah. I'm not trying to come back. I don't want to live in hell, obviously. That doesn't sound fun. I mean, if the gay people are there, I feel like it'll be more fun. But like, if heaven exists, that just sounds like a fancy prison. Like, I don't want to go there either. Like, you're just stuck there with all these people that did the right thing, quote unquote. And like, you don't know if that aligns with what you believe. I don't know. Have you watched The Good Place?
I love The Good Place. Yeah, it's one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah, I was just thinking about how they talk about how heaven is like a mixture of like every like tiny bits of every religion and just like things that no one thought of. And I feel like if heaven were to exist, it would be something more like that. But I do think that we, our souls, just like if we have a soul, like we just enter back into like the collective energy of the universe. And you know, sometimes there's another life and sometimes there isn't. What do you think?
I don't know. I do believe in past lives only because, like I said, of experiences I've had and feelings that I've had and things that people who are clairvoyant have told me. I don't believe in heaven and hell in the traditional sense whatsoever, but I think it's naive to think that like Earth and this realm is the only thing that exists.
And if anything, this is hell.
right? Like maybe that it maybe, oh my God, Cheyenne, stop. I'm already high. Maybe fucking
sorry.
Is.
Sorry.
No, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That is something I said like a week ago to my girlfriend. So
it's not a bad theory. Yeah. I just think that like to believe in anything 100% is naive because how does anybody know? And mm-hmm. Like I said, yes, I like faith, underlying I like, hey, be a good person while you're in this realm. Mm-hmm. But I just think that to think that you know anything beyond yeah. that is ignorant.
Yeah. So one of the questions, pivoting to the actual questions we got about mm-hmm. religion, is how often do people retain beliefs in a higher power after leaving religion due to sexuality?
I feel like a lot of queer people are spiritual in a way or mm-hmm. find not Christianity, but like a form of higher power. But I just think that this is religion. But even in any religion, really, I think that's there's a lot of hippy dippiness in like queer people yeah. that overlaps with spirituality, but I don't know if that's a universal thing. Like that's just one brand of queer.
Yeah. And I think like obviously not everyone leaves religion due to their sexuality. Like the last two mm-hmm. women I dated were both Christians, and one was kind of like Christian but like believed in God, and I don't know how much she like prayed, but she was like Christian, but she like wasn't necessarily living the most holy life. And then the mm-hmm. other used to be like super Christian and was like homophobic. Like she was like, love the sinner, hate the sin kind of thing. And then like realized she was a lesbian and was like, you know, dealing with that. Like she still had like a belief in God, but not necessarily the religion, like the organized religion aspect. So it was like kind of confusing for her. And I was going to say this earlier too. She actually told me, I like talked to her about Catholicism and she was like, some other kind of Christian, I don't know, but she was like, the Christian I am, we think Catholics are like crazy, like you guys are like doing weird rituals and shit. And I was like, I had no clue, like I thought this was the normal stuff. I was like, what, you don't eat the little biscuits and say that it's the body and blood, like you don't drink the blood of Christ, you don't do that?
You know, like, there's actually a lot of overlap between voodoo and Catholicism, especially mm-hmm. in New Orleans, like the famous Marie Laveau, who Angela Bassett's character mm-hmm. was created after in American Horror Story. Like she, the actual person, was mm-hmm. Catholic and practiced voodoo. Like as a former Catholic, it's wild.
Yeah, no, I watched this video about how like Catholicism and just like Christianity and religion in general, but like my experience personally has been with Catholicism, so that's all I can really like mm-hmm. speak from, but how it like is a form of like witchcraft, but then they're like witchcraft is evil, like that's yeah. demonic, whatever. But like I went to a funeral and like they have the incense that they're cleansing with and the bells that they're ringing, and they're saying incantations from a book and they're singing mm-hmm. songs together and they're standing and sitting and they're like communing, like it's just all like the same thing, but because it's like branded in this specific way, it's seen as good. But like if you do it in a non-Christian way, it's like you're going to hell. And it's really confusing because if yep. you like looked at it like from an outsider perspective and couldn't hear anything and like just watch them do the things, like if you're an alien, it would look exactly the same. Like it's wild. Like every time I have to go to church, which most recently
it's an interesting study for,
like, girls, yeah, it's like I'm like, do they not realize what's going on here? Like they don't even know.
I know. It's wild. Yeah. Another question here. I'm gay, but I still feel very connected to Christianity, but I don't have any other gay Christians to connect with, and I know a lot of gays are very hostile to the idea of religion. It feels isolating, and that sucks because I already feel isolated from Christianity for being gay, so it's a lose-lose. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's definitely tough. But like I said, I have dated a few Christians. I know a few other Christians. Like one was even, he was like a theology major at my college, and it was like a very like Catholic private school. And I actually know a couple who I don't know how they identify, but they're a queer couple and they're engaged, and they met at a youth group, which is like wow. It's like not an accepting one either. Like it's like a very homophobic
Christian
one.
Youth group. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And then they like we're like, fuck you guys. And, oh, I don't know about that. But like, they are engaged now. And we're just like, whatever, we're going to live our lives. And mm-hmm. I think there definitely is a community out there. I feel like Facebook would maybe be the place to try and find people, or maybe like start a local
Christian group for, gay club.
Yeah. Like, or even just like religion in general, if you're like accepting of other people's religions, which I hope you are, because there are so many like religions that aren't cool with being queer. So you mm-hmm, can kind of mm-hmm. come together and form a community over that. But I was also thinking like there are some churches in my area that are more like accepting of queer people, and like their signs outside, they'll be like love is love, or like just like the one is like, you know, that's where all the gay people go, like it's just like known for that. So maybe like going to those kinds of churches would be good for you.
Yeah, and like, there's one in my town that has a big rainbow out front, and I was yeah. like, oh look, the real yeah. Christians.
Yeah, yeah,
the ones and I who also actually think, preach love.
Yeah. I feel like that would be the best way to go about it. You could also post on Hot Mespian Hotties and say that you're seeking Christian or religious friends. That's definitely an option as well. I know it's really isolating because we feel isolated by religion usually. And so a lot of us disconnect from it, but there are definitely people out there who aren't disconnected from it. So yeah. I think you can find your people.
I agree.
So another question we got is, how can one embrace their religion or tradition again after being excluded from it for being queer?
I think you have to kind of figure out the parts of it that were harmful to you and the parts that were not. And then you can obviously go back and embrace the parts that were not. Perfect example. I just talked about how I'm always going to love the Christian music, because as much as like I'm making a joke about how much like it's really good and it slaps, but like mm-hmm. at the end of the day, like I loved being in a group where everyone was singing and there was different parts, and like part of that is because I'm a theater kid at heart, part of that is mm-hmm. just a sense of community, and that's something that not only do I feel comfortable embracing, but even my atheist friend like low-key feels comfortable embracing, and I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure she was still atheist like even while we were still going to camp, and she was really just going for like the community aspect and things. And so there is mm-hmm. like a lot of good that you might be able to find, but you have to make sure that you're removing all the parts of it that were harmful to you.
Yeah. And I like, obviously I don't know everything about every religion because I'm not Wikipedia, but like, right. I don't think that there are any religions that are like inherently good or inherently bad, or that have like every member of the religious community is inherently good or inherently bad. Like those are just like complete extremes that are not possible. So like Gina said, I think embrace the good things and the things that made you feel good about the religion. My other little tidbit of advice for this is to read this book that I read a few years ago that I really liked. It's by someone named Tomas Prower, Prower. It's called Queer Magic, LGBT Spirituality and Culture from Around the World. And it's about like a bunch of different religions and like the history of religion and like queer stories. Like they have gay stories, they have trans, non-binary stories, like information about like certain religions do recognize like third genders and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it had like a lot of interesting stuff. And I feel like if you want to like re-embrace your religion, it would be good to kind of give yourself knowledge about the aspects of it that aren't super heteronormative. So
yeah,
I think with that, we can take a little break. We'll be right back.
Right. We are back. Our next question is, how do I tell my Christian friend that I'm gay? What kind of Christian are they?
Yeah. Like, what's the response? Because I think we said this in a past episode where if you kind of know what their response is going to be, like how much of yourself do you want to share with them? How much of the relationship do you want to continue if you know they're not going to be accepting? And it's like you shouldn't have to like hide yourself or like mold yourself into a certain person to get love from someone else. Like they should just love right. you for you. Like you shouldn't have to like be something specific for them to like you. So like you probably shouldn't be friends with them if it's gonna like come to that. But also, how much of it do you not know about? Like, maybe there's a way that you can subtly ask questions about how they feel about things before. Like, I know that's like a thing that people do. They'll be like, mm-hmm. Mom and Dad, like, what do you think about gay people? Like, before they come out, because they like want to see maybe how they'll be received. So like, obviously not that vague, but I think that there are ways to like kind of ask and see if it's worth it. And if it doesn't feel worth it, or you don't think it's going to be positive, maybe that's not someone you want in your life, because you deserve to right. be loved and accepted by your friends for who you are, and not because some sky daddy said like, you're bad actually.
Sky daddy. I love that. So funny. Sky daddy.
Sky daddy was like, they're going to the bad place that I created and I'm sending them there, but also I made them this way, but also they're breaking rules. And it's really right. confusing. And it's just like, don't you love me for me instead of this thing that might not even be real? Like, I yeah, love that like faith can be positive for people, but like if you're just using it to like hate on people or like love the sinner, hate the sin kind of thing, like that doesn't feel good either. those people are right in front of you. They do exist. So maybe just like treat them with kindness and compassion.
Yeah, I don't understand the idea of like God created temptation. Like what yeah. kind of fucked Why? Up game is that? Like what, you know what I mean? Like I don't know. I feel yeah. like there is an underlying, like to me, sin is like you're purposely harming another person. Mm-hmm. And that has been warped to just like mean all these other rules. I don't know. Mm-hmm. In the instance of this question, like how do you tell your Christian friend? My thought is like, this could go a couple different ways. So like you tell them and they don't agree with your lifestyle, which is obviously bullshit. And then you clearly realize that that's not a person who's bringing good energy into your life. Or you tell them and they're cool with it. And then you don't have to hide the secret from them anymore. But here's the other thing is that if time goes on and you haven't told them and they're actually somebody who would accept you and has no problem with anything and there's no reason to actually be hiding the secret, you're kind of hurting your friendship then by keeping that secret. Mm-hmm. So I would personally yeah. think it's better to just tell them, because if you don't do that, then eventually when they find out, they're going to be like hurt that you felt like you couldn't tell them. And if you do just tell them and they react badly, then they're the asshole and that's that. Mm-hmm. Whereas like, I just don't think it's good to like keep big secrets from your friends mm-hmm. in that regard. That's not going to do well in the end if they actually are a friend who mm-hmm. would support you.
Yeah. And like, just because they're Christian, like I know that we're like assuming here that these people are like inherently homophobic, but like mm-hmm. my grandma was like super Catholic. She's the person I went to church with every week, and she made me go to Sunday school, and she was like super Catholic. She also had tons of gay friends. She would go to the gay bar and hand out condoms because she was a nurse that specialized in STDs. Aww. Like she like was really like in the queer community. Her next door neighbors were lesbians. Like she was cool with people. So I don't think like Christianity and homophobia necessarily are like, there's some intertwining for sure, but it's not like inherent. Like some people don't subscribe to that part of the religion. So right. I think it just depends on this friend in general. And if you really want someone in your life who is going to be judging you and, you know, pitying you because you're going to hell or like trying to save your soul, like mm-hmm. cuz like there are people that play fantasy football. I don't agree with that lifestyle. I don't agree with your lifestyle if you like the only music you listen to is country music. Like I don't quote unquote agree with that lifestyle. Like it doesn't apply to me, but I don't think you should go to hell for it. It's just not for me. You know what I mean? Like
not agreeing it with it, and it's right. just like not being what you want for yourself. Right. Like there's yeah. no problem with you saying that's not mm-hmm. how I want to live, but then like who are you to tell anybody else?
Right. Yeah. Like your religion, just because you subscribe to that doesn't mean that everyone around you does or should. And I feel like more people need to like have a better like individual relationship with religion instead of this colonizing mindset about religion mm-hmm. and like about like getting everyone, trying to save everyone. Maybe like if people don't want to be quote unquote saved, like they don't have to be. Just focus on you.
She don't want to be saved, don't save her.
She don't want to be saved. This is the musical episode. We're feeling the power of Jesus in our hearts.
I'm really in a singing mood today. I don't know. Holy Spirit has moved me. Just kidding.
Holy Spirit, activate.
Holy Spirit. What's that from? Activate. What's that's that from? A TikTok sound. But it's, I think it's from like a talk show or some sort of reality show or something. Oh, I know it is because I remember she's talking to Steve Harvey. So it's some game show.
Yeah.
She's like, hold on. Holy Spirit.
Is it from Activate. Family Feud?
Probably.
Okay, so going back to the questions, another question we got was, will I ever stop feeling like I let my family down by being gay?
This is a hard question to answer because I don't know the dynamic of this particular family, but like for me, even with you know, not really sure where my family lands on everything as it relates to religion and the overlap of queerness and whatever, I just feel like if I've quote unquote let them down, that is on them. Yeah. That is not
that's their issue to deal with.
I haven't done anything wrong. I'm just out here living authentically. That is not my job. I love this is my favorite thing that RuPaul's ever said. What other people think of me is none of my fucking business.
Yeah. I was gonna say that. I don't know that there's any way to stop feeling that way unless you reframe the situation in your mind. And, you know, like, what about, will they ever feel like they stopped letting you down because they're choosing Sky Daddy over their child who happened to go against Sky Daddy's rules? Like, well, like,
but
will
it's
they
also
ever...
not even his rules. It's rules that some random person who claimed to be his disciple, a random human man, wrote down, and now we've all subscribed to it for literal centuries.
And it's just like,
I'll just leave that there.
And we just have to reframe it in our mind, I think, because like I'm just telling you here, you did not let them down. And if they make you feel that way, like, you don't have to like believe that because it's not true. It's just what the religion and maybe your family in particular and maybe society even like has projected onto you, that if you are sinning in this way, then you're like letting them down or you're hurting them. And it's just not true. Like, you're living authentically. They should be happy that you felt like you could come out to them, or just even if you're not out, like just be gay instead of doing what a lot of other queer people do or have done in the past, which is one, like live a life that's inauthentic and very painful and negative, or, you know, just like took very drastic measures to escape the religious like persecution of being queer. And it's just like, they should be happy that you are living your life the way you want to and that you're happy. Right. But I just, you didn't let them down. And the only way to like change it is to like reframe the situation in your mind and tell yourself that every time you think like, I let them down, I'm such a failure. You have to like talk back to yourself and be like, actually you didn't. They're letting you down by not accepting you no matter what, because that's what your family should do. Wow. Yeah. Mic drop.
I agree. No, I totally agree. I do want to note too, a lot of the questions that we got were surrounding Christianity. And I think, like I mentioned, a lot of the spotlight in religion gets put on Christianity because it's like the dominant one in culture for some reason, which is weird to me because there's a lot of different religions all around the world. And
we're basically kind of in like a Christian theocracy, like so much of Christianity rules the laws in the U.S. So,
For sure. Yeah. In the U.S. specifically, especially. But I only bring that up to note that if it feels like we've really had Christianity as a forefront of this episode as a religion, it's only because A, that's both of our experiences and we're talking about our experiences, and B, because that's where a lot of the questions come from. So just wanted to note that before we go into this last sort of a question. We are going to move on from Christianity. I'm laughing because this question is hilarious. It's not really a question. Somebody just wrote to us and said, I don't like astrology.
Okay.
That's what they said.
Like, it's not necessary. Like, I mean, I'm sure some people do incorporate it into their religion or, you know, worship it in some ways, but like the majority of people, it's just like pop astrology. Like, it's just for fun, or like,
it is
knowledge.
A practice though.
Yeah. It's a practice, and it's been used as like a method of tracking trends across a bunch of different categories, like farming and nature and everything, like for centuries.
Moon cycles is literally just a part of like nature and fact.
And yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, yeah. So it's like definitely a thing. I guess if you're not into it, you're not into it. I'm not into organized religion. I'm not like that. You're not going to convince me otherwise. And you shouldn't try to, and I'm not trying to convince this person either, but it's usually, when most people talk about astrology, I feel like they're not seeing it as a religious thing. So it was very funny that we got this submission for this topic in particular.
Right. Yeah. It did come in specifically under religion. And I, it, like I said, it is a practice. So I like kind of get it, but I do think you're right. A lot of the way people use astrology is very like colloquially and lightheartedly.
I bet this person was an earth sign. That's all
I mean, also with astrology, it's just like you said, like it's data collection. And so these are a like a centuries worth of patterns of saying people born in this time frame tend to act this way. And people who have this pattern in their chart, you know, tend to have this much aggression and this much compassion and nurturing and blah, 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 blah.
Right. And or like these it's kinds just of experiences.
Like fun. Yeah. It's just fun to see yourself reflected. So, does it overlap with religion? I don't know about that, but it's just like a fun aspect of life. I love astrology. Yeah. So whatever. It's okay that you don't. Okay. Thank you for listening. Please give us a rate, a review, give us 5 stars and tell a friend about us. You can also follow us on all social media at Sapphic Survival Guide, except for Twitter, which is just at Sapphic Survival. You can DM us your questions. We post question boxes. You can also email us sapphicsurvivalguide@gmail.com. And we recently made a Google number that you can call if you are in the US, 724-209-8877. That will also be in our episode description. If you're outside the US, you can send us a voice note to the email. And if you call the number and leave a voicemail or send us a voice note, unless you say so in your message, you are giving us permission to play it on the podcast. You can also subscribe to us on Patreon, patreon.com/sapphicsurvivalguide. And then you can follow me anywhere online at The Libra Gina, including my website, thelibragina.com. And Hello season 2 is well underway. So go give a listen to Hello wherever you listen to podcasts for Jersey Shore season 2.
And you can find me, Cheyenne, at Hot Mespian on pretty much any social media platform out there. With that, class is now dismissed.